thank you for all for applauding when I came up, when he brought me up. Thank you guys for doing that. It's very nice of you. I always hear the same thing, though. It's always like, yeah! Oh, shit! What the fuck is that? That's not... It can't be funny. It looks like he killed somebody on the way over here. I know what I look like. I know what everybody... Like, who invited the carnival security guard? I know. Trust me, this isn't what I wanted to look like when I was 9 years old. I was thinking like Michael Knight or the guy who flew Airwolf. This is just a lot of bad decisions in life later, okay? This is a lot of coke and hookers. This is too much good time. I love looking like this, so don't feel bad. Sometimes, like, the older ladies are like, no, you're good looking. I love looking like this because I don't know how to fight. So when people talk shit to me, I'm like, what'd you say to me? And they're like, oh, nothing. And I'm like, oh, good.
All right, this is Predictably Drunk, the podcast. This is smart people talking about stupid things. And it has been a few weeks since we have talked, has it not, ladies and gentlemen? I am very sorry for abandoning you in your time of need. And I seem to do that, actually. Whenever I get good momentum going with something, I then try to take a break. Like, even if I'm trying to lose weight and I go, I want to lose 15 pounds, and then I'll lose like 8 pounds, and then I quit. Like, 8 was fine. 15 was a little ambitious, and I think I'll just stick with the 8. So I think that's what was going on here. I was kind of sabotaging myself again because I had a great interview with Chelsea Beers. The podcast actually got picked up on all kinds of sites. It was very popular on iTunes, very popular on my website. Chelsea did a fantastic job. If you haven't listened to it yet, go back and listen to that one because it's one of my favorite podcasts that I've done. A lot of good energy. Chelsea was just a lot of fun to talk to. Very funny. Plus, she shit all over Jeremy Curry, which is great. Figuratively, not literally, of course. Had it been literally, I would have had a video podcast because that would have been an interesting sight to see. But yeah, it's I don't know. I had to take a break. I had a lot of shit going on. I've been doing a lot of comedy. I spent a weekend with Ari Spears, the great Ari Spears, opened for him. We did five shows in 3 nights, which capped off kind of a whirlwind for me. Where I did, I think I was doing 10 shows in 10 days. Which is a lot for me. I mean, granted, it's not Sammy Obade who did 1,001 days straight of comedy, but 10 days of consecutive comedy is quite a bit. It's a little bit more than I'm used to. When I started this as a hobby, and it's now becoming more and more of a job and a career. But I was happy to do it, and I had a great time. Ari Spears is, if you haven't seen him live, he's dirty, he's filthy. He says a lot of shit that you probably don't want to have your mom listen to, which consequently for me, my mom was in the audience for one of the shows, so sorry, Mom. But it was good times. He's a funny guy, got a lot of good premises, and he's a guy that I think is known for his impressions, right? On Mad TV, he was kind of the impression guy, and there's always an impression guy on these sketch comedy shows. There's always one on Saturday Night Live. There's always one on Mad TV. There's always that guy that's known for doing all the impressions, but... Aries is probably best known for those, but his stand-up was not really impression-heavy. I think he did a couple, but other than that, he pretty much just did straight stand-up, which I was really impressed with. The guy's been doing it a long time. He started when he was 14 years old, and he's 40 now, which I think, if my math is correct, means he's been doing comedy for, 58 years by my calculations. At least that's what it is in comedy years. So I was doing a lot of comedy just all over the place, Sacramento Punchline, San Jose Improv, Tommy T's in Pleasanton, of course, my home away from home, doing some bar gigs, In the Galaxy podcast, who I've been a guest on many times. They ran a show that I was a part of, at a bar in San Jose, along with Frankie Marcos. I think you guys heard me talk about it on here. So I've been doing a lot of comedy. I've got comedy coming up. In San Diego, of all places, making my San Diego debut, November 19th, American Comedy Company down in lovely San Diego in the Gaslamp District. So that's a week before Thanksgiving. So you're welcome, Southern California. You get two Thanksgivings. You get your actual one, and you get one the week before when I come down and grace you with my presence. So you're welcome. Tickets on sale now. Feel free to buy the shit and show up and laugh your ass off at the many funny things that I say on the stage. Beyond that, I had, let's see, what else has been going on? I've been showing up on other people's podcasts. I was on In the Galaxy's podcast, their 100th episode. I think that's going to be out soon. I was very happy to be a guest on their 100th episode. It was also happened to be Jay Williams, who's one of the co-hosts of that podcast. It was his birthday the same day, so we celebrated with a few adult beverages and with a very long podcast. So when that's out, feel free to listen to that. If you can't get enough Sam off of those two, you can find me on Kabizi Sports. That's right. Kabir Singh has his own podcast where he talks a lot about sports. So if you like sports, gambling on sports, football, and us making fun of other comedians who come on that show, that's the one for you. So I was hosting that for Kabizi, for Mr. Kabir Singh and Jeremy Curry. So you can find that on iTunes. You can find that links to that on my website, sammarcoux.com as well. Beyond that, man, I started my football show up again. For those that don't know, I think you all know, but for those that don't know, I have a YouTube show during the football season where I get drunk and predict the scores. And it's been a blast. I've been doing it. I think this is my third year, and it keeps growing in scope and size every single year. This year is no different. So far, so good. I've got, I think I'm in week 3, which means I got 14 more weeks before my liver curse explodes. And then I get to go back to rehab. So that's been a lot of fun. So all of those things combined with being a father to my kid means that I haven't been doing a lot of podcasts here recently. But I'm hoping I can get back into the schedule of things. And I'm hoping I can get some more guests in here. And just like you heard at the top of this, I haven't even mentioned that yet. That was Butch Escobar, who is a comedian here in the Bay Area. Very funny dude. I think that was from his Sacramento Punchline, one of his Sacramento Punchline shows. And he's got an interesting career. I'd like to have him on the show, actually, because he actually does stand-up comedy. He's a headliner here in the Bay Area, Northern California. He travels around the Southwest, Vegas, Arizona, Southern California, parts of Nevada, outside of Vegas, of course. And he does a lot of comedy. He gets paid to do comedy, and he should. But he also does commercial work. He does a lot of commercial work. He's been in some Slim Jim ads. He's been in some PlayStation ads. I think he's like one of the online spokespeople for like DraftKings or one of those sports betting sites. And he's got a very unique look. He's about 6'4". He kind of looks like, if you've ever seen Monsters Inc., he looks like Sully, the big blue guy. He looks like Sully if Sully was shaved and like Mexican. That's the best way I can describe how this fool looks. But he's about 6'4", 275 pounds. And he's a guy that if you saw him on the streets of Oakland, you would be like, I'm crossing the street and I'm never going to, you know, look at that guy in the eye because he's just going to stab me or punch me in the head or something. But he's a really nice guy. I'd like to get him on here and talk about his career because he's got an interesting story, to say the least. Maybe Chris Storn, actually a good friend of Butch Escobar's, but Chris Storn, funny guy. He's open for Felipe Esparza all over this country. He's performed in front of 20,000 people before. The dude is just a very, very funny comedian. And, you know, we keep missing each other at different shows, but I'm hoping maybe I'll get him on here before too long. And then, I don't know, man, that's about it. I've been busy with comedy. I've been busy with podcasting for other people. I've been busy with my football show. I've been busy disciplining my kid. You know, I started doing timeouts with my kid. For anybody that's got a kid out there, in 2015, you're not allowed to spank your kid anymore. You know, you can't spank your kid. You can't pull their hair. You can't give them wet willies. You can't even yell at them, which I think is ridiculous. I should be able to yell at my kid. It's my kid. I made it. I own that kid. But no, you're not really allowed. It's very much frowned upon to yell at your kid. So about the only form of discipline that you can get away with these days is to put your kid in timeout. And basically for those that don't have kids, it's pretty self-explanatory, but you find an area, you tell your kid to go sit over there and chill out for a little bit. And once they calm down or the appropriate amount of time's gone by, then, you know, all is forgiven and you move on with your life. And that's all well and good, except for the fact that my entire house is my goddamn kid's playroom, right? The entire house. She's got power wheels, she's got bikes, she's got toys that never turn off, she's got little guitars, she's got stuffed animals and Care Bears and Elmo dolls and fucking Minions and all this shit everywhere. So if I put her in timeout, all I'm really telling her is, hey, don't play there, go play over there. Go play with your other toys. So I don't know how effective it is, but that's the only really form of punishment you can do for your kid in 2015. So I've implemented the timeout. And timeout is on the stairs. going upstairs, there's, you know, I just dedicated an area. So this is where you got to sit and chill out for a minute or whatever it is based on, you know, your punishment based on the crime that you did. The only problem with that is she's a smart little kid. So what she's found out to do is if she doesn't want to do something I tell her to do, she just comes over to me, hits me, and then goes and puts herself in timeout, which as a father, I'm very much proud of her for figuring that out, right? I'm very encouraged by her logic and figuring out how to get out of shit and how to, you know, critical think and things of that nature. But as a parent, it's very disheartening that my new form of punishment has lasted about a week before she figured it out and figured out a loophole. So I've got a little lawyer on my hands, ladies and gentlemen. Like the other day, I asked her to pick up her puzzle pieces. She said no. I said yes. She hit me and then went and put herself in timeout. And before I know it, I was picking up all of her puzzle pieces because she was busy being punished. Again, playing with her, I think she was playing with her Minion dolls and laughing at me and saying sucker over and over again. I think that's what I heard as I was picking up all the puzzle pieces. So that's been a lot of fun figuring that out, figuring out that my 2.5-year-old is smarter than I am. But what are you going to do? So that's been going on. And then I've actually been spending a lot of time, I get wrapped up in this whole political shenanigans that we have in this country every 4 years when the presidential, you know, debates start coming around. Now, I got to say, for the Republicans that listen to this, I am probably much more of a liberal than a conservative when it comes to social issues. I, in fact, know I am. I've got no problem with gay people getting married, and you shouldn't either. It's a ridiculous argument, and there's nothing you can tell me that can convince me otherwise that you guys aren't just being a bunch of asshats and got your own bullshit issues that you're fighting in order to keep gay people from getting married. It's ridiculous. So get over it. Get over yourselves. Admit to yourselves that you're an asshole and move on with your life. I think that's an argument that even most Republicans know at this point they're going to lose. So just get over it. Let them get married and move on with your lives. Abortion, still kind of a hot topic. I say let them fucking abort. I don't care. You want to tell me it's a fetus and it's an actual person? Fine. Then I'm pro fucking murder. I'm pro baby murder. Get rid of them. We don't need these kids that don't want to be wanted, okay? But whatever. You want to believe what you want to believe. I'm not here to tell you any different. What I am here to say, though, is after looking at these Republican nominees, and you know who I'm talking about. It's the same idiot clown car that rolled out of here 4 years ago. Maybe just a little bit different makeup. But is that really... Those are our choices. I mean, seriously, Republicans, you guys make up, what, roughly half of this country. You're telling me that those 12 morons are our best options? That's like going shopping for a car and then only going to a Kia or a Hyundai. That's it. That's like those are your only options. Well, granted, it's a new car, but it's a fucking Kia or a Hyundai. You're telling me there's no Toyotas, there's no fucking Hondas, there's not even a Mazda out there in the Republican Party that I can test drive. I got to sit there and fucking look at Donald Trump and go, yep, that's the guy that's going to lead me for the next 4 years. Really? Really, asshats? Come on, fire those 12 idiots and come up with an actual candidate. Now, you guys got that brain surgeon up there, that Carson guy, who I think it makes history because not only is he the first black Republican I've ever seen in my life, which, by the way, he's a total token black Republican. The Republicans are just putting him up there to say, see, we have one too. But beyond that, he is the only brain surgeon in the history of the world to not have a brain himself. Have you heard what this idiot has said? This is it. This is who you guys have as your best of the best. Granted, Hillary's not the greatest candidate. Bernie Sanders is probably not the greatest candidate. But you know what? They're still light years ahead of whatever those morons are that you're putting out there saying, yep, this is us. I mean, honestly, what are the requirements to be the Republican national, you know, nomination for president? Is it a suit with an American flag lapel pin and shitty hair and just awful ideas? I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. So I with the Republicans, I challenge the Republicans and my listening audience to tell me why one of those candidates is somebody I should actually take seriously, because I am having a very, very hard time figuring that out. So I just want you guys to tell me. I'm open to listening. I am open to listening. Doesn't mean I'm going to necessarily vote for that person, because let's be honest, you guys still have some dipshit ideas just in general with your party, but I'm open to listening. If you can tell me, make a compelling argument for somebody on that stage,
Somebody, anybody, any of them. I don't give a shit which one. Even if you want to defend Trump, tell me a reason why I should be looking at this guy and say, yeah, I'll consider even voting for him. Because right now, I tell you what, I would probably vote for, I don't know, a monkey fucking a football before I voted for any of those people. That's just an awful group. Awful group. So, and what else is going on in my life? I think that's about it. I don't know. This is going to be a smaller podcast, shorter podcast. We'll get back to having people on here before too long. But make sure to check me out on Twitter, Tiger Clomedy. You can find me on Facebook at Sam Marcoux. SamMarcoux.com. You can find out all the tour dates. You can check out the other podcasts I've been doing. You can check out some of the photos I put on Instagram if you'd like, if you're into, you know, doing that stalkerish shit. On YouTube, you can check out Predictably Drunk, the football show. We are in full swing. It's been a lot of fun. We're doing some interactive stuff this year. We're going to be running some contests, so it's going to be a great year for the football show. And we'll see you guys here before too long. We're going to have some more interviews in the green room, various comedians at their shows. And that's it. That's it. I think that's it. This is smart people talking about stupid things, unlike the Republican national debates, which is stupid people talking about insane things. See, it's similar but different. All right, smart people talking about stupid things, Predictably Drunk, the podcast. Until next time, everybody, keep drinking.